The president of Martin Construction today is John Martin, while his wife, Patricia, is the vice president and treasurer. They are also the directors and sole stockholders. Don Moon used his GI Bill benefits to attend Grinnell College, then went into advertising. He rose rapidly. In 1973, he became the president of Ketchum, McLeod & Grove, Incorporated, a major New York advertising firm. 4 years later, at age 51, he retired, built a home in Florida, and has lived there since in some splendor. Carwood Lipton majored in engineering at Marshall College, now university, while his wife, Joanne, was bearing 3 sons. Lipton went to work for Owens, Illinois, Incorporated. He rose steadily in the firm. In 1971, he moved to London as director of manufacturing for 8 glass factories in England and Scotland. In 1974, he went to Geneva, Switzerland, in charge of operations in Europe, the Middle East, and Africa. In 1975, Joanne died of a heart attack. The next year, Lipton married a widow, Marie Hope Mahoney, whose husband had been a close friend of Lipton's, just as Marie was a close friend of Joanne's. At the request of the CEO of United Glass Limited, he wrote a pamphlet, Leading People. It was a subject he knew well. Lipton retired in 1983. He writes, "Currently living in comfortable retirement in Southern Pines, North Carolina, where I had decided when we were training in Camp McCall that I would someday live. My hobbies are much travel throughout the world, golf, model engineering, woodworking, and reading." Lewis Nixon had always been rich. He took over his father's far-flung industrial and agricultural empire and ran it while traveling around the world. His chief hobby today is reading. Lieutenant Buck Compton stayed in public service jobs, so he became more famous than rich. He was a detective in the Los Angeles Police Department from 1947 to 1951, then spent 20 years as a prosecutor for the district attorney's office, eventually becoming chief deputy district attorney. In 1968, he directed the investigation of Sirhan Sirhan, then conducted the prosecution. In 1970, Governor Ronald Reagan appointed him to the California Court of Appeals as an associate justice. He and his wife Donna have 2 daughters, 1 granddaughter. His reputation is that he remains the best athlete in the company. He is said to play a mean game of golf. Sergeant Mike Ranney took a journalism degree at the University of North Dakota, then had a successful career as a reporter, newspaper editor, and public relations consultant